You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Because overnight, I'm still letting it work on me, and I know I'm still looking good. You can go on and talk about my name, Pastor Freddie Grant. I say I'm looking good. And what you say don't matter. Have your face all frowned up looking like a pit bull and then lost the fight. But he has wonderfully blessed me. And I ain't talking about things. He went up in there and chiseled out that old nasty stony heart where I had reason to think somebody had done me wrong. I ain't hear nobody. Oh my God, my God. And me, myself. Somebody say me, myself. Holding up my blessing. And I'm following somebody else. But okay, Jesus. I'm asking you today. Isn't it amazing today that I ask you to come in? If you really mean it, he'll come in. I'm so sick and tired of folks saying it's boring serving God. But it's boring more to serve the devil. Because the devil want to win at any level he can. See, going through don't mean that the enemy don't won. It's going through made with the design for you to make up your mind. Am I going to live and not die? Because dead people operate with dead folks. I ain't hear nobody. If you don't want to be saved, well, you mess around with people ain't saved, you're dead folks. I don't care if they're your cousin, your boyfriend, girlfriend, or your whatever it is. You're dead, and you choose to be dead. Can I get somebody in the house? I want to live, so I made up my mind. I want to live, I want to live. I go in the room, I want to live. Go to the job, I want to live. Interacting with somebody, on damn it, I can't make it without you. I'm sorry, I want to live. So I guess you got to get it skipping. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I bless your name. Can I get somebody to help me? Oh my God. Isn't it amazing? I'm going through something. If anybody here ain't going through something, you a liar. You just so far out there you don't think you're going through nothing. But it'll come and catch up with you. I don't care how good and precise you think you with it. I ain't hear nobody now. I never seen the hour where mama tried to be just down and hip. That's the daughter. Mama got a tattoo on one leg and the daughter got two on the other leg. I ain't hearing nobody. We on the same page talking the same language. My God, I bless you. Well, it's your daughter. You should have made up your mind. I got to do better. I bless your name up in here today. I give you praise. I ain't hearing nobody. But because of Jesus, of our love, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, and my God, and the sister said, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But one believed that he is the great I am. He is a healer. He is. And he said, I know from what I know about you. On that get up morning, he will rise up on that day. He said, but because I love you so, I'm gonna work a miracle right up before your eyes. I'm gonna go take me to where he lay. I'm gonna speak, Lazarus, Lazarus, get up with them grave clothes on. I ain't hear nobody. We can be pounded to get up out of here, but the Lord will speak to you and I. Get up from this as a sign to you. Will you serve me? And some say yes, but you change your mind after you define that self don't want to go away. Self don't want to line up. I'm in the house today. Self always dictate to you. It won't take you back from where the Lord brought you. It always take you back. I had this boo. He spanked me real well. Got to fight him again. How you know he ain't had a stroke in the nursing home? I ain't hear nobody. I give you praise. My God, my God. His sister, Martha, she was concerned. It's so much happening in our life that we need to stop trying to understand it. One of the things that I try to be very careful with, because when you tell some folks the Lord got a calling on your life, the devil call them even more. I ain't hear nobody. Because the devil going to persuade you that you ain't good for nothing and that you can't do it. But he might not give you a job up here in those pulpit. He might give you a job going on to Sister Maybelline house and witness to her God is a keeper. But if he ain't your keeper, don't go over there, because you ain't going to do nothing but mess up over there. Can I get somebody? You're going to have to know that you know. I say yes, because I don't want to die. You brought me, you showed me, you provided for me, you worked a miracle. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, Jesus, I need you to help me. If you don't help me, I ain't gonna make it. I don't want to go back, but me and flesh are trying to betray that it's all right to go back. That you understand. No, I pick you up from a dead place. Will you say I'm going to live and not die? We said we want to live, but we go back and start doing the same thing over again. Can I get somebody? Well, you done died again. You haven't defined what living means. That means that he keep bringing me out. Bringing me out over and over again. When the enemy done orchestrated a plan and done plotted to destroy you, where you can die, God step in. Huh? You don't have to wrestle with him. You can just call on him. Here I am. In need of you again. And then you should be reminded. Look where he brought me from. I ain't hear nobody. On Dying Street. And I stepped in. Said, do you want? And we said, yes, in a hurry. Oh, cause we want to come out in a hurry. I told him, I said, fix me. If you fix me, you can keep bringing me. Cause I don't want to die. Am I going through? Some of us die because we go back to comfort zone. I ain't hear nobody. When you ain't got no money, you got an ism and schism. You get back to gaining in the ism and schism. But I say I want to live and declare your word is true. I want to tell somebody, whoever don't want to hear it, I'm going to tell myself. And after a while, you'll let me tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. I know some of us done got a report from the doctor. Say, I give you 6 months to live. And level do you say? You say I'm gonna die. But I'm gonna go to him. I'm gonna ask him. If it's thy will, let me live. That I wanna get in your will. I wanna be teachable. I wanna be trainable. I want my mind to get focused on you. I don't care about my surrounding messing with me. Some of your so-called homies and some of your partners don't want it, but you got to make up your mind, do you want it? We say we want it, but when we look at the surrounding, it gets so required and so desiring. We get her up and you may not skip back today, but you skipping back. And it ain't about being in the building. I ain't hearing nobody today. If God just blessed, he will only bless on Easter Sunday. Because some folks don't come to church on Easter Sunday. I ain't hearing nobody. Oh, can I get somebody up here to help me? But I checked in, he blessed every day. Not some day. I want to live. This got to be a daily. I want to live. And declare, you are my provider. When a situation about to kill you, See, they thought Lazarus was dead, but he said he's just asleep. To the ones who don't believe, my God, he could have went out to the grave and said, all y'all dead people, get up. But he wanted to prove out, I'm the resurrection. When he called Lazarus, he come up out of the grave. His sister said, I know he's thinking after 4 days down there. Who would not want to serve a God? I want to take it to us today. You done had some situations and still have some designed to kill you. But you won't ask him to come in, because it feels too good to you. And you like what you're doing. I ain't hear nobody. But you like sometime to kill your dead as a doorknobber. And hell is a real place. And so is heaven. But I began to say, what is it? He worked many miracles. I used my sister where somebody could know where I was coming from today. You don't have to believe it. You can see it and still don't believe it. Do you think the enemy ain't gonna still mess with you? Some of us done got too cute and got too smart in ourselves. He gonna continue to mess with you, but you got to make up your mind. I refuse to die. I shall live in Jesus the Christ. No matter what my situation is, sometimes you have to let your children go. That man or woman, gotta let them get gone. Sometimes, but he'll let you be out of that job and see, can you trust him that he's a provider, and when you get there, he'll give you another one if he so desire. We walk around and die because of ourselves. We want what we want, and ain't nobody gonna tell me no different. Well, I say, go on with your bad self. You think young people ain't having a stroke? I just saw one on this week. Play with world racing. Play with, can't nobody tell you nothing. When you walk around smarving and folks laughing at you, looking at you, that's a young person. I wonder what happened to them. You better check in with yourself. Check in and see if I'm tightening up, straightening it up. Because time is at hand. He has risen. If you don't believe he got all power, I dare you to try. We mess around with these powerless wimps that include ourselves. Lord, what am I going to do? My rent too much behind. I ain't got nothing. Well, I've been waiting on you to establish you. You fought to everybody else. What about me? What about me? We don't want to see ourselves. He told Martha, I'm the resurrection. Don't you worry. I'll bring you out of a dead situation. Up in here, some people been going through so long till they done got conditioned for the bad place that you're in. But it ain't nobody's fault but ours. I want him to make me better. I ain't telling him to fix the things around me. Fix me. And the things around you won't take you out of here and kill you. They got these rebellious children, rebellious parents. How you expect the children to do so much when the parents ain't doing nothing? We telling the Lord to fix them. I want to fix you so you can represent me. And I'll show you the power that I possess. I speak to you and you can come up from your dead place. He can do it. Well, we don't want him to do it because we want it with no strings attached. No commitment. If you clear your throat from your 45 last night, I ain't talking about your pistol, I'm talking about that drink. You know how the game is. I'm up here thinking about my boo. He spanked me so good last night. That's all I can think about. Clear your mind so you cannot stay dead, so you can come alive. It's amazing. We can't put it on the cell phone. We can put it on our own cell. I'm texting you where you're at. I'm in church, but you better be home when I get there. Why you didn't put your pistol on and bring him with you? If he was like that, I'd stay on home and wait on him. Mama waiting on your daddy. Come on home. He might not come since you were waiting on him. Can I get somebody? Isn't it amazing? Jesus didn't just go to Bethel. It took him 2 days to get there. When we come to be assured of Jesus the Christ, you know and you believe he's going to come to your rescue. And I'm not trying to microwave him and prostitute him. I say I want to live and not die. You can live on this side with all going on. You're cheering you and other people and that what your mind flip over there in. And what you all talking about, somebody ain't got this and you ain't got nothing. I ain't talking about things. I'm talking about spiritual stuff. You waste all this time. You want to be dead. But I want him to let me live. So I'll know for myself. He's still working miracles. And he will do it for anybody. And he has done it for all of us. We should not be in a debate about who Jesus Christ is. He should be the I am in every area of our life. That I will get motivated. I was dying from life transitioning. But I invited him in. Because I word and I heard people say he's a miracle worker. Families see God work a miracle in one individual and they still won't get it right. I'm in the house today. Instead of them seeing the miracle, they get worse in what they're doing. I don't really believe that. Because she was crazy anyway. You crazy for not believing that he's a miracle worker. He wants something to happen where it would get our attention. But more he does for us, the worst, the enemy, convince us ain't nothing to this. Then when we done messed up, we get all this attitude. Ain't nothing to serving God. I see all them crooks. What, won't you be one, won't be a crook. Then you can tell somebody. I stop looking at people and I start looking at my nasty self. And I asked him to help me. Bring healing and deliverance in me. I know a case of this person was married to this man. You don't marry people because you want them to be what you want them to be. I don't know why the Lord won't save him. Why won't you let the Lord save you? I'm in the house. But what's surprising to you? It wasn't about the man. It was about you. And we put up all these accusations of these gods. God, you didn't do it for them. I don't believe you can do it. You don't want it for you. You want to have authority and control of the individual. Let him save you, and then you won't keep pointing your finger at them and try to measure how much they got because you think it's yours. I told this woman, I said, you don't train grown people. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean, if they don't want what you say they need, well, you check in yourself. Because maybe if they get saved, they might leave your tail alone. That's our excuse. Somebody's doing so me so bad, they doing so much wrong, they smoking more dope. You better check in and see how you got delivered from it. Because you might be faking it and they won't give you none. But we got to understand. I'm going through, but I don't want to die. Going through should get our attention. That I won't die being a sinner. But I made up my mind I want to live. Amen. And declare his word is true. Yeah. That he will endow me with his power. That I can stand on his word. And when it looks like the word ain't working for me, he give me some authority from on high and I keep standing. I don't know where you're going to do it or bring me out, but I believe you will. And it ain't about the things you're begging for, the job, for the man or the woman, the bigger house, the bigger car. It ain't that. I'm concerned about my soul. Where is it going to spend everlasting to everlasting? I asked the Lord to give me a simple way to get in touch with him. And if I was so above, I thought that he would bring me down. I know he can meet somebody else who are down and then think they was above. So it's benefiting me. I kept hearing them say, I want you to talk about today. I have risen with all power and authority in my hand. When you powerless, go to him who got power. I don't have any, but you have. Will you condition me? But let me tell you one thing. God allows us to go through some things, but if you don't want to go through to get in a relationship with him, he'll bring you out because you're begging to come out. I still don't fault nobody else. Look at yourself. Look at yourself and stop looking at everybody else. Because we are our biggest hindrance. Ourself. Ourself is our biggest hindrance. Keep on charging somebody else for you being your biggest hindrance. He want to come in and manifest his healing power to you and I. That assignment won't kill me, but it'll make me desire to live. When all hope done gone, it's hopeless in the house. Keep on, what am I going to do? Won't you do this, Jesus? Not overnight where you can get a breakthrough, but teach me how to connect with you. So you'll bring your divine in to all that I'm standing in need of. I bless him today. I bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my God. If he don't come to be your life, life down here ain't worth living. I don't care what you've done already, model yourself. I'm going to have a gorgeous marriage and a life. It ain't in you. It's in him. Because when we don't allow him to be our life, we can mess up life when we applied it to somebody else. And it left up to you and I. I believe within me that if we stop trying to do our only religious plot, all this tradition. In my background, I'm Baptist. That's background. But what coming to you to make up your mind? I want a relationship with this Jesus Christ. You're going to have to want it because the enemy will come and snatch it from you. If you look at Jacksonville, it's full of denominational folks. Everybody's scratching to get them a beat belly. Get them a overflow people. But I said when I was in Washington, D.C., I just want this Jesus. If you don't want it, I ain't going to be mad at you. I'm not telling you to act like me because it ain't important. But get connected with him so you can operate out of him. And you won't worry about who said what you ain't got. Because somebody going to always find you ain't like them. And you ain't smart as them. The mirror tell us what we want to hear. If you looking at and say you cute, well then the mirror help you say you cute. That don't mean you're cute because you say it. Can I get somebody to help me? You know, established bricks house. Hey, little girl, you suck your finger. What's your name? Arpion? Do I know you, Arpion? You don't know me? Who am I? See, that's how the enemy fooled us. Have you been a good girl, Arpion? It don't sound like it. Hi, man. How you doing, Charlotte Rose? You been good? You got you a little pumpy though, too. You making you some twists. That's the going thing now. I ain't hear nobody in the house. The children, they look so good here today. Oh, my God. My great-granddaughter got her flipped to the side. Who? I ain't hear nobody. My God. Do I see Michael in the house? I thought I did, but I must have did. Who is this young lady, Michael? Who are you, sweetheart? Do you know him? You sit mighty close to him. Do you know him? You might need to move over here to this chair. You know, sit here where you won't reach over there and touch you. Oh, that's one of my grandsons won't do right.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.